They keep the pulse on a culture that is revolutionizing the world. They are the scribes of hip-hop, keepers of the flame eternally in their hands, demystifying the soul. They seem to be the only ones who know what the hell is going on. There are DJ King Killa, your boy Kurt G, and E Green. I may be dishing real uncensored nigga talk, but these guys are straight hip-hop. Straight hip-hop. Straight hip-hop. Straight
hip-hop. Straight hip-hop. Straight hip-hop. Well, the BET Awards were last night. Notably, they were very black. Oh, but can I say that? What with my whiteness and all? Well, too damn bad. 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 Too damn bad.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killa.
And we're good about your boy, Kurt G.
And E Color over here on this side. What's up, brothers?
What's good?
What's good? Happy recording day.
Happy recording morning.
Yeah, recording. Yeah, that's right. Early as a motherfucker on your side of town, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, English biscuits and coffee this morning.
Tea and something crimpets, like my nigga.
All right.
Biscuits, all right.
No doubt. Left Coast Louis, my man.
Yeah. That's right. Come on.
I gotta admit, yo, Hollywood Greasy, yo, that's like the best.
That's the best name, G. I'm serious. You need to go ahead and copyright that shit, my nigga.
That is awesome.
And actually, I think I gotta give props to the cookbook, the Puerto Rican, for that. I think we was messing around on his show one day, and he came up with 50 names, and that one stuck, I think.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome, no doubt. Anyway, so we're back in at full strength, as you say, on the regular again. So we're going to start out the topic. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and it's a three-part topic. Why are we even doing it? But we gotta. The BET Hip Hop Awards. I don't even know why they're calling it hip hop. It's just the commercial rap industry get together in Miami. And first thing we're going to talk about in part one of the part three series is the ciphers. And to me, it's a question mark. I'm not going to start off and be a negative Nelly.
You don't throw no wet blankets this week? You're not throwing wet blankets this week, B?
So I'm going to let my co-host tell me, what do you think about the ciphers before I come in with the wet blanket?
You want me to go?
Anybody.
Go ahead, B.
Okay, fuck it. I have been going about this all week just trying to understand why people were so hard on this year's ciphers, because, you know, as you know, I usually watch it for that stuff. I don't watch it for the show. I watch it to see what we can pick off them bones, right? Typically, I can't. But this year, I have to say that although it wasn't the grand, greatest MCs in the world of ever, yo, I was very happy to see all these young folks actually rhyming, using words to build thoughts and shit, instead of just being on there mumbling or saying the most dumb shit or just doing a hook. All of them, I'm giving all of them kids on there this year props. I'm not saying that they were great, but it was very, very good to see the content this year versus all those other years, except for, you know, Black Thought and Eminem that one year.
Right.
It was a come up this year. The ciphers were a come up this year to me.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I almost don't have much to say. I'm pretty much piggybacking off what you were saying. The ciphers this year was a whole lot better. A whole lot better than the normal. I think it was. I still thought the females ate them niggas up on a different level, because I thought they brought it a little harder. But the one cipher was hot. That last one, even though niggas is throwing Fat Joe under the bus.
Well, he deserved to be thrown under the bus in that
cipher. And I've seen niggas was saying that Fat Joe ain't got no skills. He never should have even been on there. He's the weakest one in DITC. I was like, yo, well, Fat Joe is getting thrown way under the bus. He was lazy. I give him that. But I was like, okay, Fat Joe do got skills and he is nice. But it's just he's not showing it at this point in time on this, because he doesn't have a reason to show it. He's been so long, and the industry has been in a low level of MC level where niggas ain't really using no rhyme skills. So he was trapped in that part, and he was like, got on the mic, was like, whatever, 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 saying it. And he probably was like, damn, these niggas is bringing it. But the shit I got for the show today is some whack shit, but I didn't write no shit that was hot. So I'm going to just have to bring what I got.
Okay, that's true about Fat Joe. But the problem is that there was a time in Fat Joe's career when Fat Joe would have never, ever been caught slipping.
Exactly.
And now, whether it's because he's been in industry long and he's eaten and he's paid, and then he now is lazy and lackadaisical. I mean, Fat Joe, he embarrassed himself.
Yes, he did.
And when you embarrass, and when you're the veteran who embarrasses himself with a track record like Fat Joe, he deserves every bit of criticism that he has gotten. For me, I watched the Cypher. I didn't watch the Cyphers. You know what I did? I actually put it on, and whoever was emceeing, and I raised my head to see who it was. That's how I didn't see with my eyes. I listened to the Cypher, and I thought there's a couple of things that I got.
Well, he got notes.
I got one note. I got a note in the fact that the production level from BET and DJ Premier is terrible. I believe that these cyphers need to start expanding beyond the same fucking beat. Okay? Yeah. That production level is horrible and cheap. Okay?
I agree.
Number two, Sprite is all in the video. In the video.
They're sponsoring that shit, nigga.
No, I know they got to get paid, but come on, B.
I didn't even notice that shit, B.
I swear to God. And I'm going to tell you why.
I thought you were listening with the shit. You said you didn't see it.
Obviously, you, when you do look at it, you can see Sprite all in the video. All
right.
Because every time Primo took off the record. But I'm just saying, when I did the Cyphers and I listened to them, I really wasn't watching. But generally, and I'm only saying that to say, they would never, ever have Dr. Pepper or Sprite or anything else plastered up when it comes time for the Golden Globes or when it comes time for the Emmys or some of these other big shows, okay? Hip-hop continues to sell out, okay? Sprite, you want to get in? You want to run some commercials? Fine. But you ain't putting your logo in the middle of the fucking show.
I got you. Right? I see where you're going with
that's
it.
All with that.
Real quick, though. For real, why the fuck does that even matter?
It does, because hip-hop's still showing that it's selling out. They're not doing that on any other award show. Not even the Kids' Choice Awards have logos plastered all in the middle of the most important part of the show.
I don't know, because I don't watch that, but...
No doubt.
I don't know. It's a business, B.
Hey, B. But
it is a business.
And trust me when I tell you, all them other companies is giving gift boxes, you know, is paying them companies to give gift boxes at the end of the show. Sprite don't have to do that. Sprite, like, fuck it. We just going to put our logo all over the place.
So they all up so in the spot.
You going to put the BET Awards show up with the Oscars, B?
I'm just saying that hip-hop need... If you want to be considered... You want to be considered legitimate, you need to start acting legitimate.
I see where you're going with it. I see where you're going with it. If they want to legitimize themselves and try to bring up the quality of... They need to go ahead and emulate them guys. They ain't got to be them, which they'll never be those guys, but at least bring your level up some. Don't be considered a stepchild. None of the big artists, you didn't see Nicki Minaj, Jay-Z, none of them don't show up to this shit. Cause why? Cause it's the fucking stepchild of the fucking awards. They don't even show up to that shit cause it ain't worth their time to show up for some ghetto ass bullshit. So, basically. I see where you're going with it.
Yes. That being said, my third note on that whole Cypher wrap up is, I'll be honest with you, yo. Even people I like Conway and them from Shady Records, even people I like, nobody made me raise my head except for one person. And that was Saha the Prince.
Saha is nice, sir. We've been trying to put you up on Saha, my nigga.
I'm just telling you, as I'm listening, again, because I'm not watching, but as I'm listening, he's the only one that made me raise my head. I'm like, who the fuck? Because Saha the Prince was clearly, he outclassed everybody in that entire cycle, as far as
always
I'm
like that too.
Saha has been nice for a while, my
So shout to Saha. Yeah, no doubt. Okay,
I'm sorry. Before we get off of that though, we are very, very hard line heads when it comes to hip hop, right?
No doubt.
So we also have to understand that rap ain't what we used to mess with, right? So when these kids get on there and they do what they did on this show, man, I'm just saying, I know they're not like,
see, everybody,
like superstars, okay. We gotta give props.
Okay, that's fine. But see, where I'm coming from, and again, like I said, I'm sorry. I hate to be the negative Nelly, but yuck.
Oh well.
yuck.
Exactly.
But anyway, the point is that to me, they're getting these kids, and I don't know where they're getting these kids from. And word is born, shout to them kids. For you, right, at least having the attitude and gratitude to want to MC. No doubt. But I don't know where I'm coming from. I get a bunch of no-name cats and bum rush up in there and take all them little suckers out. Because I don't think that they're not picking. I don't know where they're picking. Maybe they're picking strictly for an online love buzz, I guess. But they're not really picking.
Right. They're not picking the diamonds out of the rough.
Right.
They're not doing that.
They're certainly not doing that.
They're not doing that. You can tell Primo doesn't have the say so on who he picks to bring up there. Maybe other than Rhapsody, I don't see who he didn't have the say so of who he bring up there.
Like I said, word is born. That's where I'm coming from. So, you know.
Well, I'm being optimistic for a minute. I'm gonna be optimistic and see what happens next year. See if it steps up even more, because it ain't gonna happen overnight. Just like
no doubt.
Our shit didn't disappear overnight.
No doubt. But anyway, let's go into part two of the BET situation, and it comes down to one word and one word only: Eminem. Your boy Eminem basically went into a full out poetry session and basically just hammering Donald Trump and that whole, you know, situation, which. For me personally, yo, I gotta admit, I was beyond happy with that situation, just beyond satisfied. And I know a lot of people had different opinions. Willie D had one opinion, Raz Kaz had another opinion, and everybody had their say so. But I'm here to say, as far as King Killer's concerned, Eminem, he's the only one who could have done it. He's the only one who could have done it. Because there's a certain high percentage of his fan base that are Trump guys, okay? And he got at them directly in a way that no other, and I mean it, no other African-American artist could have ever done with their fans. He's the only one who could have done it.
Damn.
Swerve?
I'm stuck because I'm trying to actually literally think. But in what you're saying is probably right, but it boils down to him being white, unfortunately.
It does.
Exactly.
Because black superstars, because first I was thinking, shit, Jay-Z could have got on there, because Jay-Z did something like that at one of his shows, kind of. But even with that, Jay-Z, I don't know how many white fans Jay-Z has.
He's got quite a few white fans, Jay-Z. You can't be that big without white fans.
He ain't got as many white fans as Eminem.
Oh, hell no.
Right. And it's, and the thing about it, it's the type of white fans.
Exactly.
It's the type of white
fans. He has a broad base of white fans. Right. Eminem does. It's a certain type of white fan that likes Jay-Z.
And certainly, right. Willie D certainly came out in support of Eminem. You know, and basically he said sort of kind of what I said, but he had his own words. You have to check out Willie D's video for that. But Raz Kaz came totally different. Raz Kaz basically came totally different from this white boy. This is the first time he said anything since such and such a date and such and such a time. You know, went into the whole BET is owned by Viacom and they're white and all of that is true, but...
Viacom owns all of them.
That's true. That is so true. There's a lot of African Americans.
Eminem to have done that,
right? And there's a lot of African Americans who is upset about that. There are a lot of African Americans who are not really buying it. And I'm trying to kind of look behind the curtain on the other side. Why do you think that certain African Americans weren't buying it?
Weren't buying what?
Weren't buying what Eminem had to say during the BET situation?
Because he was white, basically. Just because he was white. And that's it. It's that damn simple. It ain't even nothing. That's it. In a box, he was white, and then he was on a black show. So they were pissed off, basically, about that. And
that's
as deep as it can get. It doesn't go any deeper than that. It's a white man on a black show, and why the hell is he getting so much props?
He's white, but he was right.
I like
that.
I
mean, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, what it comes down to, because you know why? Because the regular narrative here, the regular narrative is that usually somebody like Eminem would have got up there and would have really came across as a white liberal, disingenuous in a way. You know, you got a lot of white folks out there, you know, and maybe they Trump guys. Maybe they thinking Eminem, you know what? He's just a nigger lover now. You know, who knows?
You better believe that's what they're thinking. I guarantee you that's what the fuck they're thinking. Fuck you, Eminem. You fucking lily lover, loving fucking niggers.
Yo. You know what's funny, though? What's really, really, really funny is our president didn't say nothing about that.
He didn't say a goddamn thing. He didn't say.
He didn't want that work?
No, he didn't want that work.
He didn't want to go back and forth. He know Eminem's. He's got probably just as many Twitter followers as that motherfucker's got. So they don't want to go on that level.
He
so
didn't want that work, and he didn't want that Twitter battle work.
Not with him.
Not with him. So, you know.
Why not?
Because, see, when you're in a Twitter battle with M, see, M comes from your base. M come from that.
He grew up in that level.
Right.
Put it like this. I'm about to sound politically very politically incorrect right now. But them fucking trailer trash white motherfuckers, that's where Eminem came from. And a lot of them voted for Trump.
Yeah, but M speak to them, though.
He speak to them.
So,
yeah.
Hey, just congrats. Hey, personally, I appreciated it beyond belief. You know what I mean? No doubt about that, yo. No doubt.
Oh, but let me come from a different direction.
My man.
I'm about to be the one to throw the wet blanket on this shit.
Right? Oh.
Now, we all agreeing that Eminem was hot and that Eminem, what he said, we liked and what he was talking about. But I'm throwing a wet blanket on because Eminem was, to me, like you said last week, Eminem was ho-hum on the rhymes. I thought, I've heard better M rhyme style. Because we remember when M from Game Recordings. And M was more of a fire spitter back then.
Yeah, but you know
see,
what?
And so I'm thinking, that was a ho-hum Eminem. What he was saying was good.
Gotta defend
but
him.
What he was saying was right, but I'm talking about his level and of fire. I've seen him on a more fiery level from Game Recordings days than now.
I gotta defend him because M knows exactly who he's talking to. So he can't get up there and be a technically proficient. You know, we got some, you know, DJ spinner beats, and I'm technically proficient. Because look at the audience. Did you look at the BET audience?
You're defending him on that level. I'm not disagreeing with that level. I'm talking about on a rhyming level only. This is all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about who he was talking to.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
It does, but I'm saying he still wasn't as hot as I've seen it. That's not his hottest verse, basically what I'm saying.
Well, okay.
That's not his hottest verse. That's not as hot as I've heard him spit before.
That's his most important situation.
It might be his most important, but it wasn't as hot as I've ever heard him sound.
That's his Kanye West, George Bush don't like black people.
Basically what
but
that
it
was.
It wasn't like Eminem wasn't like spitting a song. He was doing poetry,
basically. Right.
And I hear y'all defending. I'm not disagreeing with y'all at all. I'm saying that's not his best verse that I've ever heard him spit. And that's not as hot as I've ever heard him on any song or anything. So I've heard him better than that.
But what Killer said about being important.
It is.
Important is more important to me
I agree. I was just throwing the wet blanket.
And no, what you were doing is stating that there's a technical point, if you want to be honest and look at it, there was a technical rhyming point that you're right, that he wasn't up to snuff.
Yeah, but he was off.
He was all off everywhere.
No doubt. But again, his most important, I believe, piece of work that he's put out.
Yes.
And in this day and time, with 45, we need that. We need that. You know what I mean?
I carried the 4-5.
So.
And one thing, let me go back real quick before we move on. Any of them heads that was talking shit about it, I bet you they were talking shit about Kaepernick too. Because I don't give a fuck what color you are. As long as you for the cause, let's get it.
Yeah, Willie D basically said that in a nutshell. Willie D was like, I guarantee you the niggas who was talking shit was the niggas who ain't put one dime in, who ain't marched one time, who ain't boycotted nothing. I guarantee it, no doubt. Willie D spoke heavy on that. So shout to Willie D.
Oh, yes. Willie D always brings it correctly,
no doubt, no doubt.
Well, all but that time with Kid.
We all have our moments. But he speaks from the heart, though. I'll give him that. He speaks from the heart and says what's on his fucking mind. He doesn't hold back. And I like that about him.
All right, no doubt. All right, in part three of the hip hop, or I should say the BET Rap Corporate Awards, it was got down to Luke Skywalker, also known as Luke or Uncle Luke, if you're so familiar. And basically what he received is the I Am Hip Hop Award, which is basically a lifetime achievement award as far as hip hop. So now Luke gets up there and talk and does the speech, which, you know, let me tell you something. It's one thing about guys from the South of a certain age and guys from the West. They ain't never, ever, 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 ever gonna forgive New York niggas for shitting on them at some time in the past. It's like some fucking abuse shit. They ain't never gonna forget it. So Luke gets up there. I'm just saying they not. And that's okay, because he vents. Luke gets up there and he gives a speech and he vents. And it's sort of thinly veiled venting at basically New York niggas used to just clown us and we ain't hip-hop type venting. I expect that. No problem. I'll give you leeway for that. So he's doing this speech, and unfortunately, he's doing this speech, and I'm like, damn, he fucked it up. Okay? Because he fucked up in a certain way, in a certain form of fashion. He's accepting this, and basically, I created hip-hop. Me created hip-hop. I heard a lot of I's and me's about creating hip-hop in the South. Okay? Now, I don't want to have to go Gigolo Tony. There's some people he forgot. And I got a fucking list. And I want everybody who listens to this show to pay attention carefully. Because your boy Luke is up there. He is regional repping like a motherfucker. But he forgot the region.
He forgot where he was from.
He forgot. So let me go in and let me tell you the people who he forgot. Okay? Not to mention, he must have said something under his breath about Red Alert and Funk Flex, because he had to get on Instagram the next day and said that he didn't say it, but he's not on tape, but I digress. Let me run through the list. I didn't hear Pretty Tony. I didn't hear his boy, Fresh Kid Ice, who actually started 2 Live Crew in California and then bring it to Florida because Luke requested, okay? I didn't hear Poison Clan. I didn't hear MCADE. I didn't hear Gucci Crew. I didn't hear DJ Magic Mike. I didn't hear Enforcers. I didn't hear Afro Rican. I didn't hear MC Shadi. I know he's from New York by way of Atlanta, but he was big on Skywalker Records. I didn't hear 95 South. Oh, One Hit Wonder. Okay, all the youngins like metrics and shit. Fall Back. How many records did they sell? Like 3 million. Shout out to the Bass Mechanics, who also produced that. I didn't hear Gigolo Tony.
I knew he was going to bring up Gigolo Tony.
Damn right.
I knew he was going to go there.
I didn't hear Buffalo Soldiers. Okay, who's on that Krulapoo Effect Records that you and Larry Blackman from Cameo started. I didn't hear Jam Pony Express, who real talk, you was biting all their routines at your shows any motherfucking way, and probably who was really the inspiration for all of this shit.
Damn.
So you giving a speech about I did this and me and I and me and I. Nigga, there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers that you forgot. And everybody knows who listens to this show, and Kurt G included. I'm a big proponent, because I believe that two cities, Miami and Philadelphia, get glossed over in the pantheon of Atlanta and Los Angeles, especially when it comes to importance in hip hop. So yeah, Luke, you was a big part of that whole Miami scene, no doubt about it. But all the people I just named, my nigga, should have been in the speech and should have been recognized properly.
BET would have turned the music on your ass, B.
Exactly. Because all that didn't hear is shit. But I'm going to have to defend Luke just a little. Just a little bit. Not much. Because I'm agreeing with you wholeheartedly. I'm agreeing with everything you just said, my nigga. Because Luke went up there on a tirade and he was saying what he's saying. And I'm going to go somewhere else different with that too. But let me first say this. I'm agreeing with Luke just a little bit. He did. You got to hear what he said. He said, I brought hip hop to the South. So a lot of those people you name, he was in connections with. Maybe not up front, but in the background with. So he had connections with a lot of those people. So I'm going to say he was probably technically right, but not. He should have gave props is what he should have done. He didn't. He was maybe technically that he brought a lot of this shit to the South because a lot of these people he knew and he was behind the scenes and knew a lot of these people and was connected to a lot of these people that you named. So he technically may have brought. He started hip hop in the South. Technically, he was in the background when all this shit kicked off. But he should have been giving more props to them niggas. So that way niggas would have knew who else was down there when he was down there. Yeah, but that would have added another 10 minutes to his speech for him to do that shit. So, yeah, he probably shouldn't have even said that shit to begin with about I started hip hop in the South, because now you just kicked a whole bunch of people in the ass by not even mentioning their names. And now you got to go back and play revisionist history and start naming people that you actually, okay, yeah. Gigolo Tony was down. Okay, yeah. Pretty Tony was down. Okay, yeah. This person was down.
He didn't have to name all them. Really, to be honest with you, if he'd have took the big three, if he'd have took Pretty Tony, probably MCADE, and his boy Fresh Kid Ice, who passed away, if he'd have took those three, I'd have been satisfied.
Okay. Let me ask you, though. Let me ask you. So I just want to get this clear. Who, if you had to ask, like just anybody, you just had to ask, who is the face of Florida hip hop? Who would you say? Would you say Gigolo Tony? Would you say MCAD? Would you say Slick Rick Hot Rod? Or would you say Luke?
Well, Luke is certainly, he's one of those people that, look, he is the face of it because nationally, Luke is, or 2 Live Crew is the first you've seen if you were somewhere else. But I bet you somebody Floridians who, the real 305 niggas is real old head niggas, is probably going to say Pretty Tony. I don't know if that's the case.
But see, the difference is Pretty Tony wasn't really coming out with a bunch of hip hop from the start.
Okay.
So there's where he did. That's why I said technically, he might be correct. Technically. So that's why I'm giving him a technical nod, but he didn't get the props that he should have gave to a lot of niggas that was down there the same time that he was down there starting this shit up and doing what he was doing. He didn't give them kind of props. But also,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
There's another part of it. How many awards or achievement awards has Luke or the 2 Live Crew gotten?
See, that's where I was getting ready to go.
None.
I was getting ready to say, see, that's the bullshit.
None.
That's the part of the shit that I didn't like. Because I'm like, they had to have the fucking show in Miami to give this nigga props.
Well, but
I'm like, all these fucking shows, these award shows that's been going on, even straight up hip hop, fucking Source Awards, everybody, fuck all of them niggas for not giving Luke's no props.
And see,
Luke should have been the first one to get props back in the day.
And
if you're going to start giving South niggas props, before Rick Ross, before any of them niggas got props.
One at a time, sir.
I'm saying, before any of them got props, it should have been Luke getting props. When they did that Down South shit with our man, with that diss the fuck out of us, and we got Fab Five Freddy, they should have had Luke up there on the fucking stage
that's
at some
true.
Point in time.
Well,
he
true.
Didn't get no props. He then should have got props, and that's some bullshit.
Let me reiterate what I said. That's why I believe that two cities, Miami and Philadelphia, get shortchanged, get glossed over, and their importance of hip-hop is immeasurable. Luke alone should have been, like you said, the source alone should have been for taking that shit all the way up to the Supreme Court. Should have gotten props a long time. Now, he didn't mention that, and he's 100% right.
Yes, he is.
He's 1,000%. And Kerr G, you are 1,000% right. But I say that, and I will continue to say it. Those two cities, in the face of New York and Atlanta and Los Angeles, and Atlanta just leapfrogging every fucking body, again, like Houston didn't matter or Memphis didn't matter. It's just all Atlanta, all day, every day, like everything started there. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, done.
Even when you say the South,
Mafia and all that
Atlanta.
Shit didn't exist.
Huh?
None of that shit in Memphis didn't exist, B. None of that shit existed, B.
But it doesn't matter, because whenever somebody says something from the South, you're not thinking even Texas, you're thinking Atlanta.
Right.
Exactly. And you act like the South, the only thing in the South is Atlanta. When the South is golden, that Mason-Dixon line long as a motherfucker. There's a lot of states down there besides Atlanta.
That's what I'm talking
about. You know what I'm saying? So you just disrespecting a whole lot of motherfuckers.
And these kids who constantly repping or doing regional repping from that area don't even know their own history. Okay?
Right.
They don't even
right.
know their own history. So
I'm giving Luke a pass because
yes,
this was way
overdue.
Past overdue.
Yes, I'll give him a pass. And I also give him a pass on the region repping and the slight fuck you New York under his breath. I give him a pass for that too. Because nobody ever gets over that.
But it's true. Let's not be revisionist.
Right. No, it's true.
Niggas was shitting on anywhere else besides New York.
You know they was, B. We, including niggas that we love, was shitting on anything that was not New York hip-hop or New York-related hip-hop. If it wasn't coming out of... even niggas in New York was dissing Philly shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was fucking... that was ridiculous.
B, I agreed. I didn't disagree. y'all niggas is so used to hammering and coming at a nigga that I agree.
I think we still got residue from being called dick ride.
Right, that last week, nigga, you hit us in the chest hard, dude. You call us dick ride blogs, nigga. I ain't gonna forget that shit. Like you said, the South niggas don't forget. I ain't gonna forget you calling me a dick ride blog, nigga. I don't know how many shows I have to go through before I get past that shit, B.
Yeah, we gotta rebuild, my nigga.
Nigga, we gotta have to rebuild this relationship, my nigga.
Oh my goodness. All right, yo, let me get into this. Yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rest in Everlasting Paradise to Connie Hawkins. The New York City playground legend, who, you know, what can I say? He's a playground legend. Unfortunately, Connie Hawkins is the type of guy where, you know, he was, the way he played and he was above the rim and the artful and looking pretty above the rim before Doc. Okay, yeah. But Connie Hawkins is one of those guys. You know, Dr. J was Dr. J, and the first time everybody seen it was Dr. J. They don't know jack shit about Connie Hawkins. But anyway, Mr. Hawkins passed away. The Hawk, who during his freshman year at Iowa was a victim of the hysteria around a point shaving scandal that started all the way back in New York City. Therefore, he was kicked off the Iowa team and blackballed during his formative years in the NBA. So he ended up playing in ABA. He also played in NBA. He played in other basketball leagues. Also played for a while with the Harlem Globetrotters. So, but let it be known that once he was in the NBA, and you got to go to YouTube to check out his highlights, was as artful and as sweet as a Dr. J, but certainly does not give the credit. So, and again, we're going to rest in peace to Connie Hawkins. I got some trivia for you.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Let's go.
Connie Hawkins was also a member of my beloved Los Angeles Lakers, and he did wear the number 42, which is worn by...
Baseball. Come on.
3-2
Oh, I know who it is.
1
Dodgers.
James Worthy.
Worthy.
Oh, he's talking basketball.
Basketball, yeah.
Look at the greatest 42, B.
Oh, Worthy.
I did say Los Angeles Lakers, though.
It was Worthy.
You're right.
But anyway.
I don't think nothing about no Lakers, my bad.
Can't tell him nothing about no Lakers.
Bro, I won't dignify that with a response. But what I will do, again, rest in peace to Connie Hawkins. He wore the number 42 as a Laker. But either way, it's all good. We salute the God. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Kodak Black gets indicted on first-degree sexual assault.
Is the nigga gonna skate?
The count and the amount king. The alleged sexual assault occurred at a Comfort Inn and Suites while he was performing at a Treasure City club. I guess, I don't know where that is, South Carolina, I think. The incident was first reported to a Richland County school nurse. A school resource officer then got the Florence County Sheriff involved, and the only thing that they would say that she is a teenage girl. No trial has been set. If convicted, Kodiak can face up to 30 years in the Bing. The county of Mount King is certainly living up to his name. Man, I don't know what to say about that young brother.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about him either. It was interesting to see him in court when he cut his rugrat haircut off, though.
He did.
He had no choice.
He was talking to Michael Vick.
The lawyer told him it would be a good look if you cut that off.
Because
that scares white people. You don't want them to look at you and be on the jury and judging you based on your haircut.
Right.
He might be gone, though, B.
He might be. I'm going to tell you something.
He's got too many cases against him. It's not looking good for that nigga.
He's got a lot of cases. But the record company is spending a lot of money on lawyers. And Kodiak is, you know, these guys are nothing but a source of revenue to these big media companies.
But they're spending money. But see, they're spending money on lawyers just to keep him out so he can keep making records. See, they don't give a fuck about that nigga personally. They only keeping him out so he can make records.
Well, then he better keep making records then.
You ain't got to build that legacy, nigga.
Hey, that's what's good. So, all right, let's keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Joe Budden v. Chance the Rapper dust up. Sounds like our boy Chance the Rapper is, you know, the bigger he gets, the thinner his skin is getting. Can't take no criticism. And actually had the audacity to come out and say that he is the culture.
I know that nigga didn't say that.
Yeah, he did.
Said it.
Wow.
Said that he is. Yeah, said that he is the culture.
Somebody must have really pissed that nigga off for him to actually say some shit like that.
Well, no,
that is some fucking. You know how arrogant you got to be to say some shit like that.
Yeah, but now he's big time now, B. And you know you gotta do what you gotta do when you're big time. So basically, Joe Budden was criticizing him, and I'm not really sure why Joe was criticizing him. I think it had something to do with the content of his lyrics, whether he was truly independent. Oh, you got the full story?
Started off from a stupid-ass video that Chance did, and I'm saying it was a stupid-ass video. It was like some old folk music shit, B.
Oh.
I told you I wasn't a fan of Chance anyway.
Okay,
right?
No doubt.
Yeah, no disrespect. I'm just not a fan, and that's okay. I don't have to be a fan, right?
No, of course not.
He had this video where I don't know if it was a guy with a guitar or something. Somebody was singing or something, and he was basically whispering and talking on the microphone, and like, and it was like, yo, what the fuck is this? I mean, just because you big don't mean you could just do any fucking thing and call
what
it
is. What it is is B. I'm gonna tell you what that is. That's every one of these damn artists when they get to a certain level, they start to stretch their legs. That's what I like to call it. They, instead of experimenting, I like to call it stretching your legs. So these niggas are starting to stretch their legs and starting to think, you know what? I'm the biggest rapper out here. I made, how many million that nigga made? You said 30-something million just rapping. So you know what? Let me start doing folk music. You know what? I'm going to start doing lounge music. I'm going to start doing this type of music because I want to be a star in other music other than making this rap music. Because this rap music, I'm kind of getting tired of that shit, a la Three Stacks. So I'm going to do something different other than that because, you know, I'm stretching my legs now. I'm starting to feel myself. I'm getting myself so worked up. You know what? I am the culture. I'm fucking that arrogant. I can say I am the culture.
Well,
that's how it started, B. Joey called him out on that, and that bootlicking academic nigga was trying to ride for Chance, but it was that's how it started.
Did you call that nigga bootlicker?
I did.
Yeah.
Say it again.
No doubt. So first of all, I agree on academics. A couple of things here as far as Joe Budden's. Now, Joe Budden's is now becoming the de facto punching bag for every young, you know, guy who wants to call himself an artist. Somebody by the name of Joey Dollaz came in with some bullshit lyrics about one of Joe Budden's ex-girls. I mean, you know, this is so predictable, you know, and everybody, you know, is like, yo, Joe Budden's, who, again, on a different plane, will come and dust out every last one of them dust bunnies. He'll clear them out.
Y'all niggas, you got dust bunnies too?
Me, Joe Budden's lyrically will clear all them motherfuckers out, okay?
I ain't heard that shit since the Navy, my nigga.
Hey,
dust bunnies.
I'm trying to tell you, my nigga. Come in, Joe Budden look like an org vacuum cleaner up against them niggas and clear them out.
But now,
you know, he's on the talk show and Budden's usually plays the role that I play, you know, not really fucking with a lot of this shit, questioning niggas' skill level. And to be fair, you know, in academics, he plays the other side of the coin. I'm going to lick it up wherever I can. You know what I mean?
Bootlicker.
So,
he's my new Charlemagne. I don't even think about Charlemagne anymore.
Yeah,
Charlemagne getting the pass now? I know Charlemagne ain't getting the pass.
No, he ain't gonna pass. I just don't think about him.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, shout out to Joe Budden. I see that was getting a little bit of run on the text chain or whatever. But in this situation, as far as public opinion goes, it is now safe. There's a safe, supine veteran that you can diss, okay, without any repercussions against your career. You know, because if you diss him, you'll be very lucky that he'll reciprocate on his show and say your name. So it's a nice publicity stunt for the young guys.
Well, let's rewind the thing.
They don't want that work lyrically. Joe Budden will eat their asses up.
Right.
That's lyrical work they don't want.
Like the dude from Canada was destroyed on those records that Joe made, but he ain't replied because he's like, nah, I can't handle that.
He didn't want that work.
Right. Yeah, right.
I'm going to just use this shield and stay away.
Right. Oh,
shield of fame.
Exactly. I can let my fans get at him. I ain't got to say shit.
Right.
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 So that's what would happen to, as King Killer just said, all of them that want to say something.
Right. The old maple leaf.
Exactly. Exactly.
No doubt. All right, let's keep it moving. The next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Wu-Tang returns with, or let's say the entire, or let's say 99% of the Wu-Tang and Wu-Tang affiliates. The saga continues. Contemplation. Everybody jumped on it except for U-God. And I know U-God got serious beef with RZA. Okay, everybody else seems like they forgave beef. The affiliates, Killer Priest, Street Life is also on there. Non-Wu affiliates are comprised of Redman, Chris Rivers, which is a good look for Chris Rivers. And he's
Chris
the type
Rivers deserves it.
Right. And he's the type of guy who definitely deserves it and is showing his worth. The late Sean Price, of course. First of all,
I haven't listened to it yet.
I haven't listened to it. I listened to the whole thing last night. 90% of that shit is grown man official, as my man Super Rockin' would say, official hip hop. There's maybe like two tracks on there I didn't like.
Wow.
That shit is, and Meth, yo.
Sounded like album of the week material.
Yo, let me tell you some of the young boys. That's another motherfucker they don't want no work with. Meth.
We already proved that last week.
Right,
they don't
want
that work.
Meth is actually doing his thing. And your boy, like I said, Chris Rivers, such a good look, yo, up there. Such a good look. So, King Killer, you know, I recommend that. I'm telling you, if you're an old head of a certain, you know, era, you're going to definitely appreciate it. I thought they had two questionable tracks, but fuck it. That's a regular album's worth. You know what I mean?
I got a question for Kurt, though, because, you know, we refrain from putting commercial records on the Hip Hop Digest list. Would that, is Wu-Tang commercial?
Not anymore.
Wu-Tang Clan album, you know what? To be dead ass, I was looking at it, I was trying to download it, and they blocked me, so I couldn't get it. So the free 99 wasn't working for me, so I said, oh, well, fuck it, and I didn't get that joint.
B, they playing it free on Spotify, my nigga.
Exactly, but I was trying to get it so I could put it in the whip and listen to it. So I got blocked.
That sound.
Yeah, niggas blocked me so I couldn't get it. They shut that shit down. So I said, fuck it. And so I haven't heard it yet, but I will listen to it on Spotify. Since you said it's on there free 99, I'll go ahead and listen to it. But no, I would put a Wu joint. I put Wu joints on the end of the show before. Wu-Tang, to me now, has become old school hip-hop. So they're in a different lane.
Okay.
Oh, because they're not in the Jay-Z lane. Because I wouldn't put a Jay-Z song at the back of I'll play his instrumentals behind the show, but I wouldn't put a Jay-Z song at the end of the, unless he made some fire ass underground hip hop shit. Then I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta do it.
Alright, so alright, shout to Wu. Yeah, looks like everything's is looking good in the land of Wu. So that's a great development.
Oh, one more.
Oh, my man.
I want to be a quick dick ride blog for my man.
Uh-oh.
We said it's a good look for Chris Rivers. Because Chris Rivers, to me, he worked hard. I've seen this nigga, little nigga come up. It's like watching a kid grow up. I've seen him come up from just working hard to get out from under the shadow of his father. And for those that don't know who his father is, that's who?
Big Pun.
Big Pun is his father. That's who Chris Rivers' father is. So he had to work hard to get out from under that shadow so niggas wouldn't think that he was just trying to be like his dad, or a nigga just trying to get on the props of his dad trying to build up. So he worked hard to that, but the nigga can actually fucking spit. Got fucking skills. So, very nice with it.
Yeah, and you know
it's
what?
Not just some old bullshit. So up to me, he is the best of all the kids whose dads who used to rap or used to be in the game. He is the best to me.
No
better than Diggy?
Don't say nothing about no motherfucking Dickie Sissons.
So, anyways, and quickly, and I'll ride on that quickly, see, Chris Rivers is the type of guy who, me being me, like they used to do up Hot 97, Chris Rivers is on my team that I go up to BET and I clear every last one of them niggas out.
Oh, yeah, but Chris Rivers is clearing the room.
Right, exactly. So, you know, that's, you know, shout to Chris Rivers, yo, no doubt. Anyway, I'm going to, and the last topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we always, when we look back at the charts, 10, 15, 20 years of charts, I always do the top 10. I said, you know what? We're going to look back 10 years, and I'm going to do the bottom 10. The year ending 2007.
Not the bottom 10.
That
don't sound right, son, because I'm thinking about bottom bitches.
Nah,
hoes.
Nah, nothing like that, son. It's the last, from 90 to 100. The list of people who are on the list. Now, these records were higher on the charts. This is where they ended the year 2007. At number 90 was Can't Leave Him Alone, Ciara. 91, Can't Tell Me Nothing, Kanye. 92, Get Me Body, Beyonce. And it was higher on the charts. It's just where it ended. Relax. Yeah,
you know. I hit it for you, B. I knew you wouldn't wanted that.
Thanks, I appreciate that. 94, Get Buckin' Here, DJ Felly Fell.
What the fuck? I don't even remember that shit.
Hey, I'm just telling you. 95, Never, Jaheim. 96, Freaky Girl, Gucci Mane.
I remember that one.
97,
Gucci.
She's Like the Wind, Lumi D. Whoever.
She was done after one hit.
Okay.
But that second one just didn't make it.
That's real. 98, Straight to the Bank, Fitty. 99, Cupid Shuffle by Cupid.
Yeah. That one still gets played. Niggas is on the floor dancing to that still. Weddings. Anniversaries.
Going on.
Backyard barbecues.
Oh, man. Shit makes me want to barf. And at 100, Crash, King Kong by Jibs.
I don't even remember that shit either.
That is your bottom bitch.
But his name is Jibs, so what the fuck do you expect?
As Kurt G said, that's your bottom bitch from 90 to 100, the year 2007.
And you just wasted about 45 seconds of my life with that shit.
Oh shit!
They can bzzz however the fuck they want to do. That shit was wasting time. Nigga was stretching for topics this week.
Nigga, and one, and two, and three. Sideball chain.
So anyway, yo, comments for the peanut gallery and shit.
Yeah, there will be some, I'm sure. This nigga took the time to find the bottom 10.
Bottom hoes.
But the funny thing is, though, there were some very, very big names.
So at one point in time, they was at the top. Because I know that, yeah. Beyonce and that, especially that 50 Cent joint was fucking crazy.
And for y'all,
Kanye can't tell me nothing. Are you kidding me?
And y'all still talking about a waste of 45 seconds.
So we wasting some time right now. Huh?
Right.
Well, I found a reason to make it more palatable and shit. We is that some candy? The fuck?
We put a dress on that hoe. She was naked.
There you go. Put some lipstick on that pig, as they say.
So anyway, as Kurt G gets back into the swing of things, guess what we got? We got the world famous Kurt G albums of the week.
Aight, back at it. All right, this week we got Jaron Benton, the Mink Coat Killer. That's Jaron Benton, the Mink Coat Killer.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
And we got Apollo Brown and Planet Asia Anchovies. Ooh. Apollo Brown and Planet Asia Anchovies.
Yo, I tell you what, man, that thing got some things on there.
Oh, I see. He made your list over there. I see you holding that shit up.
Yes, sir.
You got that thing over there. Huh? Got that package, my nigga.
It's on a list that ain't mine, but it got some things on there, though.
Oh, yeah. That Mink Coat Killer made my list.
Oh, well.
That's a nice one there.
Okay.
But an instrumental joint is the Music Production Coalition of California, Volume 1. The Music Production Coalition of California, Volume 1. And I have a sort of apology, a sort of, I don't know how to call this shit, but last week I started off with a PSA about the text chain.
Yeah, nigga, you was going ham.
I was going ham. I did go ham last week. And then on the text chain, I posed a question to niggas that was on there, basically to the niggas that was putting the pics up, the booty pics. And this is the question that I posed to them. I said to them, what if our female gets on here and starts posting up pics that she likes and some men half naked? And then E. Green backed that up with, it's only a matter of time before you start seeing dick pics on this motherfucker.
So, I'm out.
So then I was like, oh, see, you said it. You said I'm out. But now look at it. But you wasn't out when you seen fat asses up there, though.
I'm in.
You're in for that. That's what I'm saying. So you being chauvinistic. So we need equal time here. So don't be mad if a female says, oh, why you keep showing all these asses on here? And then she shows a dick pic and you be like, oh, what the fuck? That's some bullshit. You been showing motherfucking dick pics on here. But you showing asses. So I'm like, but that wasn't my point. I was trying to say I felt like I was the fun police. I got on there and I just shut shit down. And now niggas don't want to put no pics up no more like they was before. You see them every now and then. But
to be honest, I'm cool with that because it's a fucking hip-hop.
It's a hip-hop digest chain. I know.
Real. So I'm cool
we shouldn't
with that.
Be on no ass pics on there.
The pictures is cool with me.
I get you.
Me, I'm just going to give my two cents really quickly. We'll end the show. Personally, I like the booty pics. I'm good with it. You know.
But you out if somebody start putting dick pics up there.
I'm out. So you would call
as I said last week, hit you a side button for that other shit, B.
Hey, B, you know what?
The discussions are what the chain is for.
Yeah, it's all about Hip Hop Digest.
All that kind of shit.
Okay, and now, see, okay, so now if you want to go ahead and just say that, then, okay, I'm good with that, you know. So, but anyway, the Hip Hop Digest chain is fire.
Yes, it is
it
going
is.
Crazy.
Was
niggas
crazy.
Is talking hip hop, talking other topics, and bringing shit up. It's crazy. So we are. I guess we do have rules now. I guess the booty pics are out.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, them two dudes to be putting them out. They're gonna get you, Kurt.
I know.
I ain't gonna say their names.
I ain't gonna say their names, but them niggas be putting a bunch of pics up there. So I ain't gonna say niggas' names because we ain't gonna do that. But yeah. I still love you, brother.
South African.
Even though you said I fucked up the church's money, I still love you, my brother.
Any case, so
all right,
we did the show.
Let my people go.
We did the show. Let's get the fuck out. I'm gone.
All right.
Yeah, he gone unless there's pictures.
Yeah.
Peace.
One.
Peace, y'all.
From it. In the top 10, she all woman. In the street asking, when is y'all coming? Peeling like raw onions. Telling got me in the green room. And we was supposed to link, but I ain't seen you since the last function. When you put up with Whips's name, that's when you find out that it's all a game and you can aim for Hall of Fame. They gon' put you where they label you. So when we speak the love, I'ma say to you, I know it's not as perfect as the movie scene, but this is not a movie scene. Don't be showing out for them cameras. I know when you come out, they gon' compare us.
Let everybody see your soul.
See
your
soul.
It's gonna take time, don't be so cold.
Be so cold.
Everybody already knows they can do better though. This can't be the end of the road. Nah, this can't be the end of the road.
I wanna take you places where I never went. First we was broke, but then we got money to go, money to blow. Cause we get money to show. Case the talent, let the world know how we getting down. While your man give you the spin around, let me take you to a different town so they can get a taste of us. Black magic gives you a major rush so you can get on stage with us and feel a vibe. Tell me Khaled, you make me feel alive. It's more to music than I realize. The real meaning of love, it won't be found in this club. Where the homies on dubs, so you let hit just because. But you a queen, I don't know if you know what it mean. But you don't gotta be on the scene, cause they pull you back like a swing. Sing, not impressed by no rings.
This is real life, some just don't feel right.
Let everybody see your soul.
See your soul.
It's gonna take time, don't be so cold.
Be so cold.
Everybody already knows it can do better though. This can't be the end of the road. Nah, this can't be the end of the road. This can't be the end of the road.
Come out from under me, the lightning and the thunder be my heart pounding heavily. I take a sec as I break a sweat. Catch my breath, don't take this as no disrespect. I'm just hoping we can both connect. So in the future, I put diamonds on your wrists and neck. I know it was far-fetched, these dreams and these visions, but the style that I'm kicking put it all in effect. I know she impressed. She told me, don't flow, darling. If you were just more my type, I'd be calling. What you mean?
What you mean?
I'm stuttering,
stuttering.
What you mean?
What you mean?
What you mean if I was more your type? Come on, let me tell you something.
Yo, you listening? Yeah.
Loving you makes me lose my mind.
Lose my mind.
Loving you makes me lose my. Just lose my. Just lose my. Loving you makes me lose my mind.
Lose my mind.
Loving you makes me lose my. Just lose my.
Yeah.
Just lose my.
Can't seem to penetrate a fortress. No matter how hard I try, it seems hopeless. I tell myself to focus, it's not how it's supposed to go. Come on, you know this. Yeah, let's do this one more time. Rewind, I walk up to her, we'll give her one more line. I tell her you are my sunshine. She said I'm too bright, please close the damn blinds. I tell her all the things you do to me. I find myself going along with all this foolery. I guess you love to make a fool of me, but I'm just so madly in love, so yo, it's cool with me. Just let me dream my dream, fantasize about the future where you be my queen.
Yeah,
a love story, we wrote it scene by scene. Let's do it in real life, ditch the movie screen.
Yeah.
Loving you makes me lose my mind.
Lose my mind.
Loving you makes me lose my. Just lose my. Just lose my. Loving you makes me lose my.
Lose my mind.
Loving you makes me lose my. Just lose my. Just lose my.
You drive me crazy, babe. You drive me crazy.
Drive me crazy, yeah.
I still love you though.
Still love you.
Can't get enough.
Get enough.
What was that song, Crazy in Love? Yeah, you got me crazy in love. I don't like it though.
Kobe retired, but I mean, yeah. You want some company?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's cool, I can watch it with you. I know ball now.
Yeah.
Man, you crazy. But I mean, can I come in and see? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Love thy neighbor, the Bible say. Watch it from my window, me and homies all congregate. Good Lord, you fine, that's all I'ma say.
Son got my hair wrapped up like mama sway. A mama take, come hug on my neck, namaste. With all due respect, seven sons like Andre. We should spend a whole week together to conversate. Just knock on my door, baby boy, I'll accommodate. I could use some good company, like I'm good on my taxes. Ain't trying to be a senior, just earning my bachelor's. Hey, I can tell you, I don't really need too much practice. My heart ain't hard to open, it ain't wrapped in no plastic. I know you're out here like rappers, trying to make good on your money. Either way, you one day you gon' have to count on black women. So if you choose to come by, I won't leave you outside. Just knock on my door like a couple of times, and baby, we can just woman needs some affection, need to be kissed, hugged, told she's loved, it cures depression. I'm talking about you most nights, I lie around restless. I only get by day to day by counting my blessings. Trying to get your attention, hope you see me in these leggings. Know I was raised better, what you fish, what you catch. I got better bait, that ain't for debate. I'm still proud of my cake, I got cake. Apple bottoms looking for a snake. Know I'm a sin if I ever get you in my place. You my first place, all these others, they can wait. I know a winner when I see him, if you ever wear my way. Knock on my door and we can chill and talk about your day. That ain't nothing to do. Single woman home alone, all that's missing is you. We ain't got a curfew, we grown. So what's taking you so long? Come around the way and maybe we can play if you. Oh, I was just watching Aaliyah paused it. Damn, it really hurt we lost him. Oh, you Muslim too? I think that's awesome. Though I don't discriminate, we all pray often. I'm surprised you ain't out chilling with your homies. Yeah, they crazy, but I like them though. They always joking when I pull up to my building though. Yeah, I've been single for a moment, yo. What you mean? You know how I go. I could say the same thing about you. Quit playing, nigga. You know you cute. That's true. Right. Give me the loot. Yeah. I dig your style. I hope you got the time that you can stay a while. Why? I like your company. And I'm really drawn to your smile. Oh, pretty ass teeth. So what you doing this week? Well, if you maybe got the time, I think that you should slide over my place just to speak and stop. Oh my. All you gotta do is just come by and give me one of just one of those. Just check on her, baby girl. You know. I don't think I look that bad. I know he see me. Dress up to make sure you see me.
Her lips, her kiss, her smell. All well, farewell, see you in hell. Her lips, her kiss, her smell. All well.
So late on a Saturday, and you said you can't stay all night. Then you said that I might be going too fast, and I said okay, alright.
Let me keep my composure.
Soldiers know when it's over. Changed up the language, can't decode ya. Yeah. Cinco de Mayo, when you saw me with vinyl, it's upon my arrival. Spark the convo, combo, pet peeves, interests. What's up? Balls gone, build fences. Don't know you, but I wanna know your body. But your body don't know if it wanna party. Never knows. Gravitating words drove me crazy. Navigating curves, slowly, baby. Aggravating nerds, can't pull you, fabricating words. Observe.
Her lips, a kiss, a smell. All well, farewell, see you in hell. Her lips, a kiss, a smell. All well.
How it goes when it feels so wrong. How come that it felt so good? And you listen to your friend who's jealous now. How come I'm just no good? She never met me, but you wanna say that I'm sketchy. Said it with a slur, still say that you're sexy. Yeah. I can't say the opposite. Can't force you to ever take a compliment.
It's up to you.
I know the last dude hurt you. So mean, wait with a virtue.
I'm just waiting.
I never will force you. See the future and say I divorced you.
That's funny.
The marriage too fast, furious. Let's do math, huh? Curious how it even adds up.
How?
Subtract, it's a tad much, but huh?
Lips, a kiss, a smell. All well, farewell, see you in hell. Her lips, a kiss, a smell. All well.
Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. So you're in the jam that we can get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. Perceptions on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop dimes cause you couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set to him. Relax yourself, girl, be set to him. Relax yourself, girl, be set to him. Relax yourself, girl, be set to him.
Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the app and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Kool-Tang until it stinks. You can be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run they yap. Word to God, hun. I'd hook you down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging F in my G. Keep keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me take the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the abstract is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set to air.